Welcome back. I'm Leslie Ryder, and I'm here with my wife, Emily Anderson, for a new season of Football is Wife. Wife, how you doing?
I'm good. You said welcome back, and I didn't know we were here yet. Hi, welcome. Just welcome.
Hello, welcome along.
first welcome. Technically, you already did an episode without me.
I did. That was like a month ago, though, so I feel like it doesn't count in the continuity of things.
Also, Andre isn't your wife. So.
That's true. He's not my wife.
He'd be a good wife, though, I think. He'd be a good one. Or husband, whatever he wants to go by. That's not anyway. If you're here and you're listening to this, you know what I mean. Whatever. Andre, if you hear this, I meant that as a compliment of the highest regard.
Thank you. I think he knows.
I think he knows. I think he'd take it that way. Yeah, I'm good, I guess. Life's a little crazy, but, soccer's back, and that's nice.
Crazy in a good way.
It is. News to follow there. I'm not ready to...
News to come. Give you a tease.
Yeah.
You're in a new location where we're broadcasting from a different set of rooms in the house.
Technically, you're in the same room.
That's
that
true.
You usually are.
You're different.
I am. I moved my office to the basement, so I have room to putter and mess with things, and I don't have to share with Ruffy and his crate, and that makes me very happy.
The big silly boy.
I just don't have a dog trying to eat all my stuff all the time anymore, and that's nice. Or climb into my lap in the middle of a call, and that's, believe it or not, makes a difference.
Things to strive for, to have your own space. No boys allowed.
No boys allowed. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, I think. It's been a trying off season, but we are excited for future things and to be back doing this whole thing.
This whole thing?
This whole thing.
Yeah. Oh boy, she's British now.
What's all this then?
No. Yeah, what are we getting into today?
We've got a few things. We had a whole week of soccer here in America. We had the new Challenge Cup. We have a new stadium. We have a new addition to the North Carolina Ring of Honor, and we have a new Red Stars. So we're gonna dig into those things, and I'm excited.
I'm excited too. It's nice to be back.
I like a new season. I like that feeling of hope that, like, it can happen.
New year of school. We get to go shopping for school supplies. It's fun. That's
always my favorite part. New erasers.
New planner that I'm definitely gonna use this year.
Did you have that planner that had the, like, the holographic cover with all the
stickers? I think I did in middle school. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a thing. I enjoyed the stickers and folding the papers.
Oh, we didn't have stickers.
Oh man, the stickers were awesome. You didn't actually use them for, well, maybe a couple, because it'd be like a test or homework, and then you just start putting stickers all over places and on desks and stuff, and they don't.
Yeah, that's why they
didn't
give us stickers. They knew better. They knew better. This is. My classmates, this was not me, because I was a goody-two-shoes, because we had the rollerball mice. Oh. They started taking the balls out of those and throwing them through the ceiling, like the drop ceiling tiles. So I think after they saw that signal, they were like, all right, these kids can't have anything.
Yeah, we had that. They would take the balls out of the mice, and you would have to, like, give your student ID to get the ball back, and so they would know.
We never went that far, I don't think.
We needed
shooting mice for a ball.
New York City public schools. We need collateral for your mouse.
That's good. All right, where are we starting? Are we starting with the Challenge Cup?
I suppose we should. It was at the very beginning, a very good place to start. the new and improved Challenge Cup.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Really?
I don't hate starting the season with it. I always liked that part.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed, I know it was a while ago, but like my brain, the further back, the fuzzier it gets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's an ADHD thing of just like, I know about now. I kind of know about yesterday and I kind of know about tomorrow, but as soon as we get further out, blah, I don't know. So like remembering what led up to that was not easy for me. Where I was just like, wait, what are we doing? But it was a fun game. I like it as kind of a preview into the season.
Yeah, I am generally in favor of what they've done. I think they had a hard time recapturing the magic of the original Challenge Cup. And as you should, because the original Challenge Cup was born out of a pandemic and a time where people...
Yeah, maybe let's not recapture that part.
We don't need to revisit that, but... I think having it as like a preseason tournament, but there's money on the line, it kind of messed with the flow a bit. Like, I like the idea of preseason being something where you can like work stuff out, but it's hard to do that when you have like $1 million on the line. You're not just gonna try shit out for that,
right? And you know, it was only like one game, so I guess there's not a lot of room to experiment anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably gonna test out what you think your lineup looks like for the season, if anything, or as close as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was weird, but it was fun. It was nice to watch. I'm glad we had that, and it was a nice like soft launch into the season. So
yeah, I'll take that. New trophy. One in dramatic fashion at that, the late winner from Alex Morgan, who saved us from going to penalties for the second time in a week.
At that point, I was ready for penalties, I think.
I think we all were.
Yeah. But that also, you know, that was quite an ending. So that was fun.
And Gotham's home turf, too. That's fun.
Yeah. That was, I mean, not fun for them. But it was fun for me.
No, definitely not.
Is this when we had our little buddy Charlie do a full toddler cough into the microphone?
Oh, man. Just the timing of it. Like, you always have that feeling in the back of your mind of like, okay, I'm going to talk to this child. They might say something a little silly, but to have her answer the reporter with a big old toddler cough.
Open mouth, right into the mic.
Right into the mic. Cue.
It was perfect. And honestly, so far my favorite moment of the season. at least off field. Charlie went up like in terms of NWSL child rankings, straight to the top for the season, top of the table. What a funny kid.
The new it baby.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's been it, baby, but I think it gets passed around. It's just whoever we've seen most recently.
That's true. If you show me a baby, they're the best baby.
Exactly. And it's perfect. Speaking of fashion and dramatic fashion, Casey Stoney had some notes in the post-game, or is it pre-game?
I think it was the pre-match availability. Someone had asked about like facing Gotham as the champions of the league, and she kind of interjected with, "That's us. We're the champions of the league." Which, as a British person coming to the league, I'm sure that's her thought and her opinion. But I'm gonna say no, you didn't, Casey Stoney.
I want to know then to her, what is Gotham? What are they champions of? I understand the point she's making.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily disagree with it conceptually, but I do think as a league, we have to decide what we're calling these things. So in terms of American sporting, you're wrong. Yeah. We love playoffs.
We crave it.
Playoffs. Yeah. We want things to come to a head with a big championship, not just the day that everyone finished their last match.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just two different, you know, ways to approach it. Both are great.
They're fantastic.
Casey Stoney, you're working in America now.
This here is America.
America.
If you want to be a champion in America, you need to survive a series of one game eliminations, and you need to come out on top. That's just how we do things here. It's good. It's good to finish at the top of the table. That's why we have a trophy for it. And yeah, it is
also an achievement.
It is right. Also an achievement.
But
not necessarily the same in like trophy as we're still working on that, but take your dinner plate and go.
Your shiny little dinner plate fits one sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, because this is America. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I don't know if I have a strong opinion here, but I am excited about the debate. I like arguing about this.
Yeah.
Mostly because, again, I don't think either one is right or wrong. I know what we're all used to, and that's playoffs. So, yeah, it's a good time. Speaking of nothing being wrong. No, I'm
just speaking of good times.
Speaking of good times. That's nice. NWSL kicked off the first official, like, season game, which is very exciting also. Kansas City Current, first home game in their new stadium.
Indeed.
Which is not the first women's stadium.
It's not.
It's not. There have been ones before. Yeah. It started to grind my gears a little bit.
Well, especially since, like, there were a lot of people pointing it out. And it just kind of seems like the powers that be kind of just took their little first factoid and went with it.
Marketing. It's fine.
Marketing.
Okay, but to tie another parallel, what's hockey called now?
The women's one?
Yeah.
That's the PWHL.
Okay, so I was right. Okay, that's what I had in my head. They had a whole thing with, for one game, apparently.
Oh, God.
I'm getting you started on this.
Oh.
The players' names at the bottom of the hockey jersey. And then, was it Morton's? Who was?
Molson's, the Canadian beer company.
The beer company was like, we moved our name so that they could show theirs. Sort of, like, really, like, self-aggrandizing pat on the back, like, look at what a nice thing we did for women's hockey that no one's ever done before.
We invented this, actually. Jerseys at the bottom of names at the bottom of a jersey. This is something we did.
Which, like, okay, I haven't watched that much women's hockey. I'm relatively new, but even I knew that this was not the first time it's happened, because I noticed it when I watched it back in the day in whatever previous leagues with you, that I was like, oh, that's cool. They put their name at the bottom so your hair doesn't get in the way. That's nice. And you're like, yeah, they've done that. And I was like, cool. But Molson's taking credit for it.
I mean, I think what bothered me the most about that was just the way that, like, sports professionals and marketing professionals were kind of rallying around this point of, like, wow, this is such a cool activation. And, like, they only did it for a day. It was one day.
One game. That's stupid.
It's stupid. That's not groundbreaking.
No. That one day, it's been done before.
Yeah.
Do it for the whole season, if anything.
Yeah. It's just I don't know. Coming in your parachute being like, I've created this.
Well, I mean, I think, not to get too far into the sports complaints, but that's what we're going to keep dealing with as women's sports grow, is people showing up and pretending like they invented an idea and, you know, That's just what it is.
Well, yeah,
it's,
I mean, we're...
It's like every time the guys show up for women's basketball, and you're just like, can you please not?
Yeah, happy March Madness, one and all. Get ready for a bunch of random dudes in your mentions saying that they know more about Caitlin Clark than you do.
Yeah. Boy. Anyway.
But Kansas City, new stadium.
The stadium looks good, though. It does look great. It looks great. The seats look nice. I want to go try them out. I think we might have to make a road trip to Kansas City at some point.
Oh, no.
There's a river. I desperately want to try to get a ball in the river.
I loved seeing the posts of the, like, the canoers who were taking
them. That was great. I hope we start, like, similar to baseball games. Wasn't it Candlestick where they did it? I mean, they still do it in the bay now.
But, yeah, the McCovey Cove.
Yeah, the kayaks out in the bay, just catching fly balls. Like, yeah, that's... I would have a hard time as a player not sending one over just for fun.
Yeah, because I would say that if you send it to the river, that ball's not coming back. That's a souvenir you get to keep.
That's gone. I still think that should be the rule for soccer in general. If it goes in the stands, whoever catches it gets to keep it. Actually, if you catch it, period, you get to keep it. If you don't, you bundle it. Throw it back.
Got to catch it on the fly.
Yeah. Or, like, I'd take off a bounce, even. But, like, you got to control the ball.
That's fair. I think the thing that I wish this stadium had more of was seats. Like, they sold out with 11,500 people. And Kansas City's average attendance last season was 15,000. So
that was their average attendance last year.
Yeah, I think so. Because they were playing out of the Sporting Kansas City Stadium, and they did a lot of, like, get to the park stuff. And I wish they'd kind of bet on themselves a little harder and said let's up the ante here, especially with just how attendance records have been dropping left and right.
Yeah, and honestly, like, in the Midwest, folks will come out for a thing, especially for sports and for soccer. Yeah, I don't know. It does seem weird that they undercut that by so much. I'm all for making it seem loud and full, but future-proofing is also important. So
yeah,
I'm curious to see how that goes longer term. Maybe they have plans to build on and, like, expand, I don't know, that are just in their back pocket. But we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it can be done. Like, the stadium in Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series, you know, they put a second grandstand on there, and it could happen. But it's just a low mark that I think will affect things like hosting the finals, as Brittany Mahomes, one of the co-owners of the club, said in a interview with ESPN. I don't know if that was a real thing out of her brain, or if that was just we hope to host the finals. But
has anyone confirmed that?
I don't think anyone's been able to confirm that.
So it is a record of us knowing where the final would be played. We've never known this early, so that would be cool. But yeah, that's not enough seats for a final. Maybe they hold it at the football stadium at Arrowhead.
That'd be fun.
Since, you know, I think she's got a hookup there. I think she knows someone.
She might.
Maybe. She might. Maybe we go there. That could be cool. But don't get frostbite like so many football fans apparently.
Yeah. Do. I don't like thinking about that, just as we look to this weekend for Chicago.
No. I don't like that either.
No frostbite. Everyone keeps all their toes.
Yeah. And fingers, please. I like those. Yeah, I am very curious to see what our weather is going to be like this weekend. The Red Stars play at 3 o'clock on Saturday?
Yes, it is a day game. It is a day game, so at least we'll
love
be
that for us.
Suffering in the sunshine Well, at least you will be.
It'll be as warm as it gets. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be very warm. We'll come back to that in a second. But, speaking of people who are used to cold weather because they're from Boston. That was, crushed it.
Nailed it.
Sam U.S. was inducted into the Ring of Honor. And I gotta be honest. Okay. What is a Ring of Honor?
Well, here's how I see it. Because
I don't understand this.
In soccer, like, you can't necessarily retire a jersey, right? Because there's only, like, you can't just... If you're going to be retiring jerseys in soccer, you're going to run out of numbers. And, like, numbers are kind of more lining up.
I don't think you're going to run out of numbers.
Yeah, but,
like...
I think
we make someone play as number 87 and we all get over it.
I think it's a good idea for soccer to just have the Ring of Honor. But what is it, is my question.
Is it a Hall of Fame? Because we already have a name for that. So, like, what's the...
I see it as a replacement for a jersey retirement ceremony.
Okay.
That's just my interpretation of it, though.
It's probably right. I haven't done enough, like, looking into, like, what does this mean? How is it represented in the stadium? What does it look like when you're there? Is there a place you can see a plaque or a, you know... We're getting a Sam U.S. Statue out front.
They should, right?
Well, I don't know. The way football statues tend to go.
Oh, that's true. It's not going to look good. It doesn't matter who you hire.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I don't need that version of Sam U.S. To exist.
No, it's risky. It's risky. Even a plaque, the Brandi Chastain plaque. Was it Brandi? I think so. At the
Sharks
in San Jose.
Yeah, that's Brandi Chastain.
Wasn't great. We got to figure out another way to memorialize folks, but a bronzed pair of cleats or
that's
something.
Fun.
Yeah,
there's no better way to celebrate a legend of the club than by beating the Houston Dash 5-1.
Yeah, that was that was a blowout that I don't know I was expecting. I don't think anyone expected any game this weekend to have that big of a disparity in the scoreline, but they did. They did that.
I mean, they nearly had it in Kansas City, but Portland came back with a vengeance and made a game out of it, which was really cool for a game that was on national TV. Like, that's, everybody got a treat. It was wonderful.
That's the first impression you want to make, for sure. I think, don't get me wrong, I am happy that Sam U.S. is being honored. It is absolutely devastating that her career has had to end as early as it has, and with the obstacles it has had. But, I'm glad we are acknowledging how great she has been, despite that. I do feel like it's a little early, like being inducted into something like this usually happens a year or two later, like after you've, you know, retired and kind of settled into it, you bring them back, not just like 6 months later. Feels a bit soon.
A little fresh.
Hurts
a lot.
Emotions are at the surface. Clearly for Sam as well. Like, I think they're still up there. But I am also excited to see her career off the field, because I think she's got a long one ahead of her.
She really does. I am excited for her to be, like, the first of this new generation, like her and Allie Krieger, to get into the booth and start making stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't want it to only be players, but yeah.
Sure, but I think we're overdue for some new
voices.
Some new voices who maybe don't have terrible thoughts and opinions on player mentality. Yeah.
You want to tell us how you really feel about that?
She's not my favorite person. She's not.
Who is your favorite person?
You.
Yeah. And then speaking of favorites, we had a Bianca St. George brace.
That was fun. Game.
I think she had an assist too, at least. I miss her already.
Yeah, she was fun to watch.
It's just so sweet in like post game, you know, pressers, even in the midst of a awful season or like a very difficult season.
Mm-hmm.
She was always so optimistic. But yeah, for those who don't know, Bianca was always on my sideline when I was taking photos, and so she is probably the player I have the most photos of, just in terms of proximity. And then she left. And I was just like, come on, now I can't use any of these. That's true of most of the team at this point now. But yeah, it was tough to see her leave, but I am happy she is thriving.
Yeah, that's the part of opening weekend that is a little tough, but also, you know, a good refresher is because some people are wearing new jerseys, and
it's tough. Technically everyone's wearing new jerseys.
New jerseys for a new club
that's not in New Jersey.
That's not in New Jersey. Well, technically we had some. Taron Davidson wearing a Gotham kit was tough. Casey Krueger kicking ass in DC. It was. Yeah.
They're all difficult.
They're all difficult. But we have a new class in Chicago. We have a new group of Chicago Red Stars, and I think they are quite fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I think we have players who didn't necessarily get that first, like, starting 11 last season and in seasons past that are finally getting that. So it kind of makes you think back to prior coaches in charge who maybe made some poor decisions in that respect. But it's good to see the sophomores and the third and fourth year players get those reps for the Red Stars, like Ava Cook and Allie Schlegel. And just to see them thrive.
Yeah, they are fun. I think they're gonna fight everybody. Like, they're gonna play a physical game.
Yes, they are feisty children. That is in their DNA.
It brings out my most, like, mom instinct of, like, guys, don't hurt yourselves, please. Like, because they just go flying into tackles. And they're pretty aggressive, or can be. I don't know that we saw as much of that opening weekend as I thought we would. But I think it'll keep building.
Yes, Ava Cook is a cannonball. She's got a bloody nose in the first preseason game, as she does.
I love it. I was going to say, like, who do you think is going to be the first one to bleed on the field? But also, I don't want to wish that on anyone. So, like, how about nobody?
No one bleeds.
No broken faces this year, guys.
No broken faces. No masks. Just everyone's original face all season.
All season long. I like that.
Mal Swanson's back.
Sure is.
Whew.
And she looks great. Like,
she looks great.
Hard to tell she was ever gone. I'm sure there's still some anxiety there. And, like, anytime anyone's near her, I'm like, don't touch her. Like, please don't.
But she didn't show it. Like, she was going into tackles and fighting for the ball. Like, it was good to see her working confidently like that. That's kind of something you look at when players are coming back from injury, and I'm excited for her to have help and have people around her who can run with her, so we don't have the the Mal of years past, where she just would run the ball from end to end because there was no one to go with her.
Yeah, she had no help really in transition. And so hopefully now, yeah, we've got a bit of that. We've got a midfield and a back line that can play the ball forward. Sam Staub's a great addition, I think, honestly, to any team. But boy, am I glad we've got her.
Man.
So, yeah, from one end of the pitch to the other, it's looking good. And speaking of an end of the pitch, God damn it, Alyssa Nair.
Whew.
What a monster. Like, in every regard, is probably at least partially responsible for that win.
Oh,
in
absolutely.
Terms of, A, keeping the ball out of the net, but also just keeping a team confident that
yeah.
they've got someone behind them to handle shit.
She made it look easy, saves. Too.
Of course she did. She's a cat. She just...
It, like, you had Allie Sentner, who is the Utah's, like, number one pick, who is, like, the hot shot kid out of North Carolina, and she had some really great shots on, and Alyssa Nair just kind of tipped them all over, like she's running setting drills for a volleyball team.
Except a lot of time with one hand while flying through the air.
Yeah, show off.
Yeah, like who needs two hands?
Like, I know she's taken some flack for the last year or so, just because, you know, the Red Stars let in the most goals in recent memory. And, you know, I think that blame goes, you know, a bit beyond Alyssa Nair. Some decisions made by people who are no longer with us. But I think at the end of the day, she's gonna go into her beast mode and keep the ball out of the net. It's big game Nair is a real thing.
Sure is. And I'm not worried about penalties at any point, because
on either end,
she saves them, she takes them, whatever. Just put Alyssa up front too. Can we do it? I don't know. What are we doing?
Yeah, sure, I'm just not? I feel optimistic about this season. I think
what's that like?
Apparently when you put people in charge who care about doing well and having the people who are in the club at all levels are invested in having a good time and winning and making it a nice place to be, as opposed to a culture of terror. Amazing what can happen.
Culture of terror. Yeah. I mean, it's such a difference at media day to see folks smiling and, like, optimistic and having a good time than I think a lot of what we saw from the Red Stars last season. The difference is palpable, and I am very excited to watch them this year, because I think a lot of folks aren't talking about them or aren't talking about, you know, what they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hope they fly under the radar for a little bit longer just to keep that confidence building and
yeah.
maybe get a chip on their shoulder of nobody expects anything of us, so let's go.
No one took players from us during the expansion draft. Like, that was...
That's true. Well, because they'd already taken all our players, but that's a different... that one hurt my feelings. But, yeah. I'm just excited to see him play, and we get to do so in person this weekend. So that's going to be a good time. In the freezing cold.
It's Yay,
gonna be
game 30 day.
30-some degrees.
It's going to be great. It's sunny. It's going to be sunny. That's all I need.
36 degrees with a 20% chance of rain. The day before is going to be rainy, so I'll be curious. But you know what? I think we've already seen the wettest game this year that we're going to see. So I don't think we have... Even my boss, who is not, like, you know... does not follow soccer closely, but knows that I do, was like, whoa, that was rough. And I was like, yeah, that was a bad rain game.
Is that how they usually play?
He knows that no, that's not it. He knows enough to know that was not normal. Cool. Is there anything you want to rant about this week?
Well, I think I will give the floor to you because I believe you have something that you wish to rant about.
Yeah, I think this was probably covered better than I will, by Courtney and Andre of Diaspora United. Go listen to them. But Utah's stadium and front of shirt sponsor is a disgrace, I think, to the league. I was like, I don't want to use too heavy a words, so I think I will use that one. It is so off-putting to have that sentiment and that statement across the chest of players in a league that is largely supported by under-supported groups, by minorities, I hate that term, but by underserved communities. It sends a message of you're not welcome here, is what it says to me. We kind of joked of, hey, do you want to go to Utah for the opening game of the season? And I immediately said no.
No, don't want to go there.
Because that phrase is fully enshrined in racism, in xenophobia, in a mindset and a culture that, in my opinion, we need to move away from and not towards. And so putting that message out front for a team in this league that their primary audience is not someone who will feel welcomed by that message is just a terrible decision all around. I understand that in women's sports, you gotta take money from places sometimes that you might not feel awesome about, but that's one I draw the line at. There are plenty of opportunities and plenty of shirt sponsors, I think, that we could have instead, that you could have on the stadium instead. I would have loved to see someone refuse to wear it, if I'm being honest.
Mm, do a full Ted Lasso and tape over it.
Yeah, something. Because it also says to me so far that the players are okay with it. The club's okay with it. And that, honestly, it's going to make me root against Utah every game of the year at this point, which is not really how I want to feel about a team this early in their time in the league, but that's how I feel. So may it not live long, and hopefully someone new will come in to take that spot with way too much money, because if I had a bunch of money, I would go buy that out so that no one has to see that.
To a new shirt sponsor in Utah.
A new everything. And also, yeah, maybe just that whole bank or whatever goes under. That would be cool. Anyone who feels that way, you're not welcome here. So, America last. I don't know.
We're already there.
We've had a good run. Let someone else go. I find it embarrassing. It's just, and it would be an embarrassing thing to wear.
Yeah, it's cringy.
Even if I would buy that kit, that would put me off doing it. So I think they're throwing money away. Anyway, that's enough about that. Anything gay happened this week?
Well,
other than just all the soccer. I mean,
the soccer is pretty gay. We have March Madness this weekend. That's also pretty gay.
And we have it all month.
That's true. It's a gay, a whole month of sportsmanship that is exciting.
Didn't you tweet something about in sportsmanship and in... Oh, now I gotta find it.
No, it's because someone had our koozie.
Oh, well, that's pretty gay. I love that.
That's pretty gay. Bringing a gay koozie to a new stadium. Pretty gay.
Pretty gay. It was... I don't remember who tweeted it, so I apologize. But honestly, it was very cool to see because I would have loved to have been at that game of just like the first game. It's kind of a milestone thing, and those are always cool to be at. But knowing that we were, you know, represented there even in a little way made my heart feel real full. And so that was lovely. So thank you for A, taking it with you, and also for tweeting about it, because it was really nice.
Her heart has grown 3 sizes.
It's already pretty big, so I'm running out of room in here.
I think that's a lovely note to end on. Giant hearts.
Big hearts. Can't lose.
Can't lose. That's it from us for another episode of Football is Wife. I'm Lizzie Ryder. And that's my wife, Emily Anderson.
It's me.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you. And if you like what you're hearing, leave us a rating, drop us a review. We love feedback. And have a lovely time for the second weekend of NWS election, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.